Hey traders, welcome back to the podcast. Thank you as always for joining today. I got a special episode for you guys where I'm going to share one of our accountability sessions. If you guys are brand new to the podcast and haven't heard these before, these are interviews with traders on our platform, kind of walking you through different aspects of their journey. Sometimes it's an introduction where they share kind of why they got into trading, what they want to get out of trading, and we kind of walk them through the process of what they need to do in order to achieve their dreams. And sometimes, like in this case, it's a checkup where a trader's been with us for a while and he's made the decision or they've made the decision to kind of check in every few months just to keep us updated on their journey and provide a little bit of accountability for themselves as well. Speaking of accountability, that's one of the topics of today's podcast. And one of the things I absolutely love about this trader's interview is he's done two things that are very important to being successful that most traders and most people will not do. One, he's given himself the right amount of time. We know that success takes time. You have to do the right things in the right way for the right reason, but you have to do it for the right amount of time as well. And I truly believe that most people fail because they give up before giving themselves enough time to be successful. And they're also going to talk about ways that he can hold himself accountable. So not just going through the motions, but kind of putting himself out there in a way that kind of forces him to take the right action. You'll hear what I mean later in the interview. So I hope you guys enjoy. Check it out. If you have any questions or comments, as always, leave them underneath the podcast if you're listening on Spotify or YouTube, or shoot me a DM on any of the social media outlets.
How you doing, mate?
Good, you?
I'm good. I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. I'm happy to hear that you had some sunshine.
It's sunny out here, mate. We got to make the most of it in the UK.
Right. No, I hear you. We got lots of sunshine and lots of wildfires out here. So
yeah, right. Yeah. Cool, man. So look, I appreciate this. It's been a little while, but we had a couple of rescheduled sessions. So what's been going on with you?
Yeah. So for the last one, I was finishing up the strategy that I was working on that I learned from you, the daily chore. So it's going through that, finally finished back testing all the data, which was really exciting to finally get done that. Now the true work begins, I guess, was of analyzing it. And I kind of found out with lots of the data that my 1.2% profit taking was the most profitable is what I found. So that's kind of what I've been going with. I guess the big thing that I'm kind of working on now is just the money management aspect of the strategy. And, you know, kind of trying to figuring out that, how I should be placing that, which I kind of had a question for you on. Is with the data that I have in my backtesting spreadsheet, I found out, like, obviously certain days, certain pairs just trade better than not. So I kind of wanted to remove those days out of the strategy. So only trade like the USD CAD, let's say, on Tuesday, Thursdays instead of, you know, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Yeah.
Should I be removing all those trades that I've essentially would have taken out of the spreadsheet data to get a better picture of the money management aspect, or just stick with like a fixed money management ratio? Suggestions or comments?
What I normally look into is whether or not it's, as long as you've done all of the testing on all the pairs that you're looking to trade, there's nothing wrong with removing non-profitable periods or non-profitable pairs even. But if you're looking to add more, then it could be that those pairs perform well in times where others don't. So I would just make sure that it's not like by removing those pairs, it's not going to damage your overall performance. And if it doesn't, then get rid of them. In terms of money management, or in terms of money management with the daily chore, the most popular way to trade that is with a, you know, 1% or 0.5% risk, and then a relative target, which I think you said was 1.2%, right? So you're going with a percentage based target. So
it's like a 1.2 risk reward, basically.
Oh, 1.2 risk reward, right? Okay.
Yeah, because I know how you were kind of saying the 1-to-1, and just how I was testing it, I found that the 1.2 was just slightly a little bit better. I just wanted to kind of stick with that. Like I have 13 pairs tested, right? So I tested basically all 13 pairs that you suggested. Just certain days, obviously, don't want to trade certain pairs. And so, it's just kind of with going back to what I was saying, should I just be removing those days out of the back testing so I can get true kind of figures on what the potential profitability was? Because when I had all the pairs put in, I was sitting in a negative just because some days would just basically kick your ass type
okay thing, right? That case you want to remove those.
That's definitely good. Back to the drawing board of more cringing on the work.
that's definitely ones you want to remove. I would say, like, if it was profitable and then you found like some pairs weren't performing very well and you removed them, you might have found out that actually they had some really good periods when others weren't performing, and actually it kept you afloat during drawdowns. But if it's not profitable and it's because of certain days, then remove those days.
Okay. Yeah. Like I found that the pairs are profitable. I just got to remove the actual certain days themselves. Like, you know, the Euro pound, for an example, a non-trade day is Tuesdays is what I found, but
right.
Days were Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right? And like the Euro yen were, you know, most profitable days were Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays, but don't trade Wednesday, Thursdays type of thing, right? So
awesome. And how it gives you a lot of clarity, eh? It gives you a lot of trust. And
Definitely a lot more trust going into it than definitely going blind. Even like kind of chatting with some of my buddies and stuff like that, they're just with how they kind of trade and stuff like that. I'm like, do you have a strategy? Do you have a plan? Have you backtested it? And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you're just gambling now.
That's
pretty exciting to see it all kind of work out and turn out. And so I guess, that was my biggest questions, was just kind of the money management aspect of how to kind of make that perform the way it should. So,
So what's your next plan of action then?
Now it's going back testing data, removing those non-profitable days that I can see the full strategy in full again, right? How it should be with the most profitable days, and then the paper trading for probably 3 to 5 months, right? Just making sure that the time when I can do it at work, because essentially I'm going to be at work when I got to get my orders placed and set up and filled. But luckily, again, it's a daily. So quick 15 minutes, boom, 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 set up. Just make sure that the trades are basically getting set up properly, paper trading. And then jumping in feet first and knowing that I actually have a profitable strategy. So that was the whole main goal right from the get-go. So I'd like to be trading live in probably 8 months.
Eight to six months.
I don't want to rush it too much, but maybe sooner. We'll see how soon I can get through all the rest of this new data that I gotta delete and then start paper trading. Make sure that's going good and then live.
Awesome. You've really taken a great approach to it as well. And as this is an accountability session, there, when you go paper trading, when you go onto a demo account, I'd recommend like linking up that demo trading account to a, I can't think of the name. What's the, there's a platform you can use where you just link your account to it and it'll just like everyone can see your performance if you share the thing.
Is that on TradingView or is
it's not on TradingView? I mean, you can do it on TradingView by placing trades and stuff.
Paper trade on paper on that, or I know my old broker, you could still do paper trading on that I used to have. So Forex.com.
Right. Yeah, but this is more like it's like a public space where you can share your performance for transparency.
Okay.
And you just link your account, like you put in your username and password for your broker account and it kind of integrates and it just shows the data there. I can't remember the name of the software, but I'll have a look after this session. I'll post it into the chat.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I believe it's free. Yeah, I wouldn't do it if it wasn't free, but I think it's free.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah. That would be great if you could find that. And I think that would be kind of neat to have. And then I can just, post it.
Yeah, the reason I think accountability is more important on paper trading than real trading is because you need to treat it like it's real, and that's the hardest part. Like when you go forward paper trading, people don't tend to take it that seriously, or they just break a rule or miss a trade because it's not real. So for me, one of the most important things is seeing that someone is treating a non-real money account as a real account, because if you can do that, like you're a solid person, you're a solid trader. And I don't think there's enough emphasis on that for many traders who are going into doing demo trading. So I'll research the name straight as soon as we finish this call, and I'll post the link into the chat.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thanks, Jason.
It might be called MyFX Book. In fact, I think that's it.
That's sounding a little familiar. Maybe through something on a couple courses or classes that I've read in here.
That might be
like
it. I think that is it. MyFXbook.com. Yeah, check that out. See if that's right for you. If not, like you can do it on TradingView and just publicly post your trades. I think you can just trade on TradingView and we can see your trading anyway. So it's just that MyFXbook, I think, has a nice little... like a journal type thing that people can look at. So
I really like that. Anything that makes you obviously a lot more accountable, and it's just kind of neat.
Yeah, exactly.
You want it exactly. As well too. So awesome. I appreciate it.
Yeah, cool, man. So look, when are you going on that then? So you got another? Are you going to be paper trading that in like soon?
So I think going through the 13 pairs and deleting the data and stuff like that. With it being summer in Canada, more holidays, kind of stuff like that. So I would probably want to give myself probably 45 days. I think I could probably get something like that kind of shoved off. Right.
45 days.
It's quite a bit of data to sift through again.
Yeah. But, so like end of August, let's say end of August. And then.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be kind of a fair deal to kind of give me as a kind of a goal to go through the 13 pairs, remove the data, and then get ready to start paper trading. Yeah, I would say about 45 days if I'm going to be realistic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I made a note of that, and you know what you're doing with the money management stuff. Cool, man. So look, I appreciate you coming on and sharing the update with us. I look forward to speaking with you towards the end of August, and definitely keep us up to speed with your MyFX book or whatever way you're going to be accountable for your demo trading.
Hope you guys enjoyed. Again, I love this interview because it reminded me of all the stuff that I was supposed to do when I first started trading but didn't do, and because of that it took me more time than I should have to become successful. But those are good lessons, and good lessons that I still kind of preach to this day whenever I'm working with new traders. So Hope you loved it. If you did, leave me a rating and a review. That's one of the best ways you can support the show. Also, share it on your social media platforms. That way we can get the word out, attract more traders, get more good topics, and keep this podcast in the top echelon. I think we were 7 last time I checked, of trading podcasts out there. All right? See you guys.